Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that kind introduction. The talk this morning is about a survey that we've done at Georgia State, and the cover photo, I'd like to include some bicycles in it, is of a young woman conducting a historical tour of downtown Atlanta, and she's actually a Georgia State student, has taken this entrepreneurial opportunity to establish a tour business by bike. APHA would like me to know that I have, like you to know that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So this study was conducted at Georgia State University, which is located in Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia State is about 100 years old and has been in a rapid transition period for about the last 15 years or so. Our bicycling project seeks to get information and explore opportunities for better bicycling to, from, and around Georgia State University. Our overall goal is to become a bicycle-friendly university. So just a little orientation for you. I'm sure many of you have visited Atlanta. We're located where the blue box outlines the campus right in the heart of downtown Atlanta. To our south is the state capitol. To the north is kind of the convention hotel district. Going to the west, we stretch over as far as Centennial Olympic Park, and to the east, the Sweet Auburn district. You can see the significant freeway that cuts down, bifurcating the inner part of downtown Atlanta. And many of you have been to the airport, and that's about 12 miles south and not shown in this map. So unfortunately, while bicycle commuting has been increasing fairly rapidly as a portion of the transportation mode share all over the U.S., the South has lagged behind. The cities, large cities in the South, are not up to where the rest of the country is. So in the Atlanta metro region, which is about 6 million persons, only about 0.17% bicycle to work currently. City of Atlanta is a little bit better, in 0.8% commuting to work. But in general, universities are found to be more friendly to bicycling, and in the friendliest places, commuting can be as much as 25% to 50% of the transportation mode share. So we developed a survey questionnaire actually back in 2009 when the project initially started. It was pilot tested over a couple of years using some smaller samples of student population at Georgia State. The survey instrument is based on one that was originally designed by Sylvia Tizzi in Austria in 2004, and we adapted it for the American community and campus conditions. We also added questions from the CDC's behavioral risk factor survey, and those are on general health and physical activity. So of course, before proceeding, we got permission from our Office of Institutional Research and the Georgia State Institutional Review Board to conduct our survey. So this was a web-based survey using the Qualtrics data management program. Invitations were sent out to a very large number of people at Georgia State. Our overall response rate to those were 13.4%, and of those that opened the link, began the survey, we had 91.5% that participated. We also took steps to ensure that we didn't have duplicate responses in the survey. Only one email went to each person on campus, and they could only open the survey one time. We made the survey available in October of 2014 over a two-year period, or a two-week period. Reminder emails were set up periodically to remind people that hadn't responded. Most respondents took 10 minutes or less to complete the survey, and we offered no incentives for either taking the survey or completing the survey. So here you see a summary of our respondent characteristics. Our respondents differed in a few ways from the overall campus population. Blacks were slightly underrepresented, and whites were overrepresented. Hispanic or Latinos were overrepresented in our sample, and females were slightly overrepresented as well. Here's the age distribution showing both bicyclists and non-bicyclists. As you might expect, it's a young population being a university. The mean age was 30 and the median was 25. So we asked in the survey about the typical commuting mode to campus. So respondents could choose multiple modes, and they were asked to respond to a Likert-type question from all of the time to none of the time for each of the modes. So by far, you can see that Georgia State still is a motor vehicle driving campus with a high overall of 57%. Bicyclists turn out to be 6% overall, students slightly more than faculty. Significant also that we do have a significant number of people using public transportation and on foot. So we also ask a question about whether persons had ridden to, from, or around campus at least once since the beginning of the fall semester 2014 and during the first 6 weeks of that semester. So of those, 546 persons reported bike commuting. They were 80% white, 60% male, 15% African American, and 12% were Hispanics. A very high percentage of the bicyclists who were currently biking reported very good or excellent health, and only 3% reported fair or poor health in response to the behavioral risk factor system survey questions. We ask about the location of residents, and we've begun geographic analysis of these data. Of the 5,000 participants roughly in the survey, about 2,800 of them provided at least partial address information. So this is an example map showing the green dots of where people had biked during the semester, and you can see buffers around 1 mile, 5 miles, and 10 miles. We ask each person to the self-reported health status, again, a BRFS question. And we found a statistically significant relationship between between being a bicyclist and having a different distribution of health. We also ask about physical activity during the past 7 days and participation in vigorous physical activity that would cause your heart rate and breathing to elevate. Okay. So it's interesting here, I think, to look at the low ends and the high ends of the days. And at the low end, for those that bike to campus, 15% participated in physical activity 0 or 1 days a week, compared to 44% that did not ride. At the high end, For those that biked campus actively, 43% participated in new physical activity 5 or more days compared to 16 who did not ride. And there is a statistical, as the relationships here are statistically significant. Okay, for persons that were actively riding to campus, we asked them what their neighborhood, their route, and their campus experience was like. And then we also asked everyone to give us their opinions about improving bicycling environment and opportunities at Georgia State. So the next few slides are about those results. Bicyclists reported a good impression of their neighborhoods in terms of bicycle riding, but they're concerned about leaving their bicycle outside, and I think that's true for most of us. For the route, we've separated these into positive and negative groups, and the only one of any of these factors that's significant is reasonable distance. However, there are positives noted, including low air pollution. There is a positive that low air pollution is not present. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. They report low air pollution infrequently. They report low noise level infrequently, but they do report interesting features and pleasant trip experience. And you see we've also got several negatives, meaning that people that are riding to Georgia State really are enthusiastic and committed to riding because they encounter hilly routes, unsafe motor vehicles, unsafe conditions, have to detour to get places using a route they consider acceptable, and sometimes unpleasant weather. Okay, and in terms of campus environment and the active bike commuters, they report a low percentage of having enough bicycle parking, of having information about the best routes to get to campus, and about having showering facilities available on campus. There are some high to note there in terms of social support. People report that their peers think bicycling is cool, and they know the name of a campus bicycling organization. Okay, and so this is the question we asked to both bicyclists and non-bicyclists. What would make you more likely to ride to campus? So for all, bike lanes, safe and convenient parking on campus, and residential proximity, not too distant from campus, were reported. And specifically for bicyclists in this question, repair facility for bicycling and showering facilities on campus, they feel would make a difference. Okay, and finally, we ask people, would you consider Georgia State to be a more desirable place if more people bicycled to, from, or around campus? Overall, 55% of respondents agreed or strongly agreed that the university would be a more desirable place if more people bicycled. 91% of people who bicycled to campus agreed with that statement. And remember that this is a population where actually only 6% are reporting that they have bicycled to campus, and 57% are driving all or most of the time. So Georgia State University has a higher rate of bicycle commuting than the city of Atlanta, but it's lower than other universities that have bike-friendly infrastructure and amenities. People who bike to campus frequently are more likely to meet recommendations for vigorous physical activity. People can identify ways to make bike commuting more available at Georgia State University, and most of those ways are feasible with certain changes to policies and infrastructure on campus. And finally, people believe that bicycling would contribute to a higher quality environment at Georgia State University if bicycling was more commonly practiced. So, you see, our mayor, Kasim Reed, is out bicycling at the opening of the Eastside Beltline path, and his vision is for, his vision is for the city of Atlanta to be a walkable, bikeable, livable place in the southeast, and Georgia State is a significant part of Atlanta, so we hope to be part of that. Our analyses continue. I'm working with a doctoral student at Georgia State University, Michael Bryan, and he's doing a number of additional analyses on this data, so we hope that there's more good things to come from this. Thank you very much.